Lightning with the afters on this 60 degree Tuesday, the WIB Wake Up Show. As we get started with the best 5 minutes of the day at, well, we're coming up on 5:45 and see if we can get Dr. Jason Kanz, neuropsychologist from Hartsfield Clinic, on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
No on air, no off air greetings. It just goes right to the air today.
Yeah, I picked up the phone and you were talking, and I thought I'll just keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, okay. Good morning. Well, I got to say, I woke up at 2:45 and was up for an hour. I had some Raisin Bran with strawberries, some coffee, and went back to bed at 3:45 until about 4:30. So that's how my day started.
A little bit of a broken evening. Yeah. That's well, at least you got your raisins in, so that's good.
Yep, yeah, that's true. One of the big differences between us. I recognize the greatness of raisins, and you've yet to realize that epiphany. So,
it may happen someday. You know, stranger things have happened.
It's like the Apostle Paul getting saved on the Damascus Road.
Right, exactly. Yeah, me and raisins someday.
Well, you know, it's funny we're saying that because the question of the morning, I saw Caleb posting this on social media last night, and he mentioned this a week or two ago. I'm going to throw it out. What was your favorite snack as a kid? What was your favorite snack as a child?
Oh, man. That's a good question. You know, it's probably homemade, you know, my grandma's homemade cookies. Uh-huh. They were these oatmeal, crackly sort of things. No raisins, but but the cookies themselves were very good. Uh-huh. You know, that was just kind of a special treat. You know, and I think that's one of the things is that, you know, as kids, when we were growing up, you know, like going to a restaurant, treats like that were actually treats, just not omnipresent.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, I think I remember on one occasion, my mom, her chocolate chip cookies and her brownies were excellent. And then I have this memory of playing basketball in the driveway with a friend. And that she brought the just out of the oven, I mean, just right, you know, the chocolate chip cookies. Yeah. And it was a, like we say here, a little bit of heaven at 103.7. I mean, it was just, those are little tastes of heaven.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
As is these visits with you, 5 minutes every day. I wish it was 10 or 15.
Right.
I wish it was an hour or three, but, you know, it's 5 minutes.
Well, especially since we missed our weekend.
I know.
Our coffee on Saturdays. So.
Right. Yeah, the catch-up time. All right, well, we got some verses to plow through today. We work through Matthew 7 in the Sermon on the Mount. We got verses 9 through 11, and there's a whole two paragraphs in Jason Kanz's Letters to the Beloved devotional commentary. So give me the scripture first.
Yeah, so it's Matthew 7, verses 9 to 11, and it says, "You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him?"
Yes, very well-known verses. So here's what we got from Jason's Letters to the Beloved on that. As a parent, if your son asked you for a fish, you would not give him a snake. Or if your daughter asked for a slice of bread, you wouldn't give her a stone. In a fallen world, you wrestle with mixed motives, goodness and evil, self-sacrifice, and self-centeredness. Yet as a parent, you delight in blessing your children. Imagine then how I, your Father in heaven, delight to give you good things. Paragraph 2. I know that sometimes I seem silent. You cry yourself hoarse, yet I seem absent. Hear me. I am continually for you. I will always allow what most benefits you. Sometimes my bread may seem like a stone. Think about a young child who requires surgery and cannot have food on the morning of the operation. Her parents' love is best revealed not by giving her something to eat, but instead by being with her in her discomfort, knowing that her immediate wants are not inherently wrong, but must be delayed for a higher purpose. Let me repeat it. I am for you through and through. Jason?
Yeah, you know, I think what comes to mind for me is that Our perspectives are limited, right? I mean, we can't always see what is going on. And for me, it's trying to lean back and trust that God does know what is going on, and to remember God is with us in the midst of struggle and trial, when things just seemingly do not make sense at all.
Yeah, as the example you use there about medically with kids, I was thinking sort of along the same lines, if a child has to get a shot or, you know, something like right. that you just, they don't understand, but that higher purpose. And I was right. already thinking this morning about first things, second things, and I'm like, for God, he himself, he knows how great it is, and that he himself is always our first thing from his perspective, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our friend Larry out would talk about casual longings, critical longings, and crucial longings. And, you know, so often we mix those up. And, you know, the being with God in perfect relationship is really the call we're brought to.
For sure. Thank you, friend. We'll do it again tomorrow.
You bet.
All right, there we go, WWIB. What was your favorite snack as a child? Mike in La Crosse says his favorite snack as a kid was kelp. Seaweed, really? Wow, okay. Will anybody else join him in that department? I'm not sure. All right, the question of the morning. Caleb dropped it in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group yesterday, and we're asking it on the listener line as well at 396-1670, which is, as a kid, what was your favorite snack? And Deb gave us a call here this morning, and she was, I could tell, yes, nostalgic, Caleb. She was thinking back. She talked about warm, fresh, just out of the oven, cinnamon rolls. How can
right
you beat
on.
That? Also, same pattern for the chocolate chip cookies. So those are top-notch.
Absolutely. And again, just asking, share it in your own words if you'd like. If you're feeling shy, you can always join the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group and type out a response there. But as a kid, what was your favorite snack? And Beth says in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, she says strawberries or raspberries were my favorite snack. But she also says I was often at my grandparents' restaurant, so we'd have fries with burger salt and root beer floats.
Mm. Sounds true.
That sounds pretty awesome.
It does pretty good. This one, I remember my dad did this, saw it happen. You didn't just get cereal in a box, but graham crackers dunked in milk. So, yeah, we'd done that. I don't know if kids did that, but break up the graham crackers, you pour them. That's terrific.
Now, Kathy responds to Glenn, who said that, and I love this, kind of the community of the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, where she's like, yeah, I remember that. She says, or graham crackers with frosting or butter and saltines with butter. Kathy, I had all of those. Graham crackers with frosting, especially if mom made a cake or something and there was leftover frosting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd slather that on top of the graham crackers. And yes, we would put butter on graham crackers, too much butter. And yes, we would also put butter on saltines.
How about just cleaning out the bowl after, you know, the frosting or brownies were made or something like that?
Finger right. or the spatula, either one worked great. Brownie batter is fantastic as well.
It is. Melody says homemade cookies or any homemade bakery. Hard to disagree.
Amanda says graham crackers and milk. Another vote for that. Or she says blackberries and milk with sugar. Again, answering the question, as a kid, what was your favorite snack? I definitely had strawberries, like fresh picked strawberries, and would roll them in sugar, completely taking away any health benefit. But I was a kid, and it was delicious.
There you go. A couple of more. Pamela says Hostess cupcakes and Hostess Suzy Q's. Yeah, there was a range of those Hostess choices out there.
I don't know what Suzy Q's are. I'm going to have to look those up.
Yeah, it's kind of like some sponge cake with some white cream in between.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and I remember, you know, giving some love to Hostess here, the little, like, pies, the fruit pies, the apple pies. Oh, man. So good. Ruth also says stalks of rhubarb with a little sugar to dip in it, or dip it in, rather. She says still like it. And see, that's interesting because Cooper loves rhubarb. I was someone who'd eat rhubarb in rhubarb pie with ice cream, but Cooper will just straight up grab stalks from Grandma's garden and eat it. So, favorite snack as a kid? Let us know. We'd love to hear it in your own voice. It's the WIB Wake Up Show, 8:15 on a Tuesday morning, WWIB, where we are family. And pleased to be joined here on the line by Mikey Howard, lead singer of Seven Time Down. They have a brand new album just dropped Friday called By Faith. Mikey, welcome to WWIB.
Guys, thanks for having me this morning.
We thought we'd start off with something a little fun if you're up for it. And this is something we call rapid fire. And so it's 60 seconds on the clock. And we ask you as many get-to-know-you questions as we can, all of which can be answered in just a few words or left, or less, rather. Are you up for something like that?
Hey, I'm ready, man.
All right. All right. So we'll put 60 seconds on the clock. This is Rapid Fire with Mikey Howard, a Seven Time Down, and here we go. Best breakfast food?
Cereal.
What's the last book you read?
Oh, gosh. Magician's Nephew.
20 below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
90 degrees and humid.
How do you eat an Oreo?
Pull it apart, eat the cream, and then dip the chocolate in milk.
That is the correct answer. What's your favorite place to vacation?
The beach.
What's your least favorite household chore?
Oh, gosh, laundry.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yeah, why not?
Do you wake up immediately or hit the snooze button?
Before I had three kids, I hit the snooze button. Now that I have three kids, I wake up immediately.
What was your best subject in school?
Oh, gosh. Maybe English.
There you go. And a bonus question, favorite sports team?
Oh, man. I'm not much of a sports guy. If I had to pick, oh, man. The Cincinnati Reds, maybe.
All right, there you go. That's how it's done. Rapid fire with Mikey Howard of Seventh Time Down. It all goes easier after this.
Mikey.
Yeah, it was a little anxiety-inducing there.
Good job, Mikey. Good job. Mark and Caleb with you here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And I want to ask you about By Faith. We played the title song and that new release coming out on Friday earlier this morning, and maybe we'll get that afterwards. But first of all, I want to go back to the name, Seventh Time Down. How'd you guys come up with that name?
Well, it comes out of the Old Testament. You think people still read the Old Testament nowadays? It comes out of, 2 Kings chapter 5. It's a story about Naaman. Was when he had leprosy and he was trying to get healed. He wanted the Lord to heal him. And the prophet comes and says, well, if you'll go to the Jordan River and you'll take a bath seven times, then God says he'll heal you. And Naaman was like, I'm not going there. There's a bunch of sinners there. It's dirty. Like, if God wants to heal me, he can come in my house, like my castle, you know. And it's really just a story of obedience because, the prophet comes back and says, no, God wants you to go to the river. And so eventually, you know, Naaman goes to the river and he takes a bath seven times. And on his seventh time down, he came up healed.
Hmm.
So that's it. Yeah, it's about obedience, I think, you know.
Now, you mentioned before the difference between before you had children and now you have three kids. I believe your daughter is even wading into the world of music herself. How has that process been for you as a father to be able to work with your own daughter and see her finding her voice when it comes to being a musician?
It is absolutely the coolest thing. It is a great gift that God has given us that we can, you know, sit down and create music together and just let, you know, me like taking a, you know, being a fly on the wall and listening to her practice and write and work on the piano and work on the voice, and she's coming up with lyrics, and it's just a great thing that we get to share together. And it's unbelievable. It's everything you can think of. It's just awesome. It's the coolest thing.
You guys have been going, it's 2022, I mean, Seventh Time Down, you've been around for a while. Give us kind of the background and your excitement about the new project, By Faith, coming out on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started our first band together when Austin, our drummer, was 11 years old and I was 12. And we've been playing music together ever since then. We started full-time with Seventh Time Down right after high school. It's one of those things where we basically, you know, sold what we could sell and we bought a van and we hit the road. And, you know, we had a couple of songs that we had managed to record on a little demo CD. And, you know, eventually that, you know, landed us a record deal and songs on the radio. And, you know, it's just been an incredible journey that God allowed us to be on. And, you know, that's led us to our newest record, By Faith. It came out on Friday. I believe you guys are playing the new single. Thank you very much for the support there. And yeah, it's just cool, you know, coming out of the pandemic, we started working on this record during the pandemic. So this record we recorded, you know, drums may have been recorded in Texas where Austin lives, and vocals were recorded at my house, and, you know, guitars may have been recorded in Nashville. You know, it was kind of more of a, you know, just a collective, you know, work together, you know, over the internet. I mean, it's pretty interesting how, you know, how this record came to be. And we're excited. You know, like I say, it's the first time we weren't all in the same room making a record together. So we're excited, and we hope people enjoy it. And we really do feel like, you know, these are songs that God gave us for this time. And we just wrote the last one, which was By Faith, this year. You know, in spring of this year. So it really does kind of feel like a culmination of you know, where we are as a ministry and where we've came from, you know,
as people walking with Jesus, and we're excited to share the songs, man. We hope people enjoy them.
Fantastic. And again, By Faith came out on Friday. It's available everywhere now, so folks, go on out and get it. Support Seven Time Down, and maybe just give us a quick 30-second synopsis of the title track, By Faith, that you said was just written this year, Mikey. Again, Mikey Howard's from Seven Time Down joining us on the WIB Wake Up Show. Before we let you go, let us know about what went into that song, what God taught you maybe as you were writing that.
Yeah, so I actually had some vocal trouble before the pandemic. And then when we got, you know, basically sent home, I think it was like March 13th of 2020, our tour got canceled. And we came home and I thought, okay, well, you know, maybe God can use this time for my voice in particular just to kind of give me some rest and I can come out of this, you know, stronger and feeling better. And when shows started to come back, we started to play more music, my voice had actually gotten worse. So I was, you know, nervous. I hadn't been to a doctor to see, you know, exactly what was going on. So I just had all this fear, you know, like, well, what if I have to have surgery, or what if I can't sing anymore? And, you know, this is all I know to do. It's the only way I know how to do ministry. And I was just, you know, frightened by it all. And we were trying to wrap up the record, and I'm in church, and I'm like, okay, Lord, are you done with me here? Like, is this it? And I just felt the Lord say, I'm going to give you the songs. I'm going to restore your voice. You just need to keep walking forward in faith. And, you know, so I'm all tearing up. And my daughter in church, she's like, Daddy, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. You know, I'm just having a moment with God. And so By Faith was the next song that was written. And it wrapped up the record. And, you know, I ended up going to the doctor. And I'm in vocal therapy. So I got about 10 more weeks of vocal therapy left, and I'm already feeling better. I've been going since like early summer. I've been about four doctors, and there's no surgery involved. It's just vocal therapy, and you know things were way worse in my head than they actually were. And you know, God's restored my voice, and He's given us songs, and He's keeping His promises. So that's where we're at.
Mikey Howard on the WIB Wake Up Show. Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations, Mikey, on the new project, By Faith, out for just a few days now. And we're so glad that your voice has been restored. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mikey Howard from Seventh Time Down. And I think the natural lead into the tune he was just talking about, it's the title song off their latest, Seventh Time Down. Mikey Howard on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB in a 68-degree Tuesday morning.
When it gets dark and I sight of where I'm going, and the fear inside tries to take me over, I remember there is not a day you've ever let me down. You have never failed, you won't start now. By faith, I keep pressing on. By faith, hope is never gone. By faith.
Well, on yesterday's Good Morning America, Toby Mack, in a story, an interview with ABC's Chris Connolly, talking about his personal journey regarding the death of his son.
With big hits like I Just Need You and exuberant concerts, singer, rapper, and recording artist Toby Mack has long been a chart-topping star of contemporary Christian music.
The reason I got into music from day one was my hope was that this music would turn people's eyes to God.
October 17th, 2019, in Franklin, Tennessee, Toby Mack was not on stage but in the audience, cheering on the first ever live performance by his son, aspiring artist Truett Foster McKeon, making Toby a proud dad.
I mean, he crushed it. He knocked it out of the park. And I said, I love you, son. I'm proud of you, man. And I walked away. Last time I saw him, I was in front of the theater.
Days later, on October 23rd, Truett was found dead at his residence in Nashville of an accidental overdose of fentanyl and amphetamines. He was 21 years old.
You knew his heart. You knew his artistry. You also knew his struggles.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of conversations did the two of you have about the ways in which he struggled?
It wasn't like he had gone to rehab. This was maybe a little bit of a secret life struggle. This was his first time that I know of buying something from the streets. But it feels like one fatal mistake to me.
How'd you find out what had happened?
I found out when I was on a tour bus in Canada, and I just fell to my knees. I asked probably 25 times like that day, are you sure? Are you sure? Are they sure? I couldn't believe my amazing son was gone.
People wonder, how do you get through the first days of something like this?
I can't give you the answer, Chris, of how you get through it. I know how I did, and it was music.
Toby Mack's new album, Life After Death, reveals his personal journey from the raw ache of 21 years.
But I have you in my heart.
And Truett's sister, Marley, poignantly missing everything about you.
I just miss being around you.
2.5 years, leading to the reborn spirit of the goodness.
You are the goodness in my life.
You have always been a reliable chronicler of your faith and the way that it's uplifted millions of people from the beginning of your career. How did the loss of your son affect that faith?
It rocked it for a while. I didn't walk away. I just kind of made a deal with God. I go, I'm going to trust you through this. I'm going to try. I gave him a chance is how I say it. That might be a little dishonoring. I don't mean it to be, but I gave him a chance. And in that time, he was kind.
You spoke of the last conversation you had with Truett, but you didn't mention his last text to you.
Yeah. He said, Dad, you've always made me feel like a superhero. Yeah. You know, you couldn't ask for more than that. I'm so grateful that he knew I loved him. I have no doubt about him walking with God. I have no doubt. And that brings me such beautiful assurance.
And along with faith and music, it was community that uplifted Toby Mack and his family in their time of need. I saw people come around and love us unconditionally, he says. And when he speaks of Truett, he often quotes his wife Amanda, Truett's mom. She says, God loves the wild ones. Wow. Michael?
Toby Mack there on Good Morning America yesterday. What better way to end the WIB Wake Up show here today than with this performance talking about Truett live from Denver.
People have come up to me and my wife the last few months and have said things like, hey, you'll see him again. You'll see your son again. And listen, I believe that with all my heart. I do. I really do. I'm counting on it. But I will say this. The question is, why? Why do I get to see my son again? Because, hold on. Because his good outweighed his bad? No. He was my wild child. His good didn't outweigh his bad. And and my good doesn't outweigh my bad. There's only one reason. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That is a promise. That is a gift. It's a gift to you and me. It was a gift to my son. But the thing about a gift is you have to accept a gift. I don't know where you are on that tonight, but man, tonight could be the night for you. It really could. I ain't no preacher, but I believe that. I know my son accepted that gift because I spoke to him many, many times about it. And we are counting on this. We love this. That God gave his firstborn son so that we could see our firstborn son again.
Shattered in a thousand ways. They tell me pain gonna come in waves. They tell me I'm gonna be okay. I'm still waiting for the first to break. How could you give and then take him away? Suddenly, and could you not let it fade? What I would give for a couple of days. A couple of days. Is it just across the Jordan or a city in the stars? Are you singing with the angels? Are you happy where you are? Well, until this show is over and you run into my arms, God has you in heaven, but I have you in my heart. Just can't make sense of this. Everything is so dissonant. Somebody said he was meant for this, but I'm just straight missing him. I wanna wake up to your life at two. Catch you when you steal my shoes. Say good morning, afternoon. Talking through those Alex blues. Listen to your latest piece. Talk about what the lyrics mean. Venmo you another loan. You do your second show. You say you turn, you would turn it around. Thought that you had time to straighten it out. Told me that you are my prodigal son, but this isn't home. Is it just across the Jordan or a city in the stars? Are you singing with the angels? Are you happy where you are? Well, until this show is over and you run into my arms, God has you in heaven, but I have you in my heart. From a long way off, running to him with the Father's heart. Did you wrap him up inside your arms and let him know that he's home? Are you happy where you are?
years makes a man full grown. 21 years, what a beautiful loan. 21 years, I loved everyone. Thank you, Lord, for my beautiful son.
The light, we gon' see the light. You and me, you and me, we gon' see the light. We gon' see the light. We gon' see the light. You and me, yeah, you and me. So go on and lift your hands up to where your help is coming from. Let your burdens, let them fade away. Go on and lift your hands up to where your help is coming from. And let your burdens, let them fade away. So go on and lift your hands up to where your help is coming from. And let your burdens. Will never be the same. Some things are only for a season. And just the thought of letting go, well, it's brought me to my knees. But if we can make it, we can make it through the night. I can promise that the sun is gonna rise. We'll wake up just a little bit stronger. So hold on just a little bit longer. So long.